Rose City Radio.
What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. We're getting you guys ready for Pogoing in the Park going down tomorrow. Let's check out the lower class draft. Coconut Man. All right.
Born to die.
Thanks for hanging out with us on Pogo City Radio. It is chaotic as fuck. Let's get going with the intros. We got a shit ton of people here. We have LCJ, Tim, my dad, that crusty fuck Josh, Marley, Gay Boy Scout, the man Gay Boy
Scout. This is a win over here.
We got Jade, who's not in the room at the moment. And Devil John on the
What's
mic and on the board.
What's going on, people?
We are also waiting for Joe from Angry Youth and 4D Kids Productions to come here and film this little shindig we got going on, as well as the things we got going on tomorrow, talking about pogoing in the park. Now, of course, it would not be punk rock without some mayhem. And we had a whole shit ton of mayhem today.
Whole shit ton.
This show almost did not happen. Someone very
Jess,
important.
You're the worst hype man ever.
Fuck you, Gabe.
Whole shit ton.
Someone
what
backed
are you, Flavor Flav backing them up over here?
Wait, this part's important, though. They need to
I
hear this
even
part.
I am a hype guy.
Fucking...
Yeah, what if
someone
changed
venues on Pogo in the Park? Everyone must hear this. We changed venues, all right? The show is now indoors, going down at the Alternative Gallery, 707 North 4th Street in Allentown. We're sorry for the inconvenience. It is completely out of our control, and we hate the person responsible for it. But there's nothing we can do about it. Big thanks to the Art Gallery. Hooking us up. It's going to be an awesome time. Come out tomorrow.
They do fucking
not
rule
not far
over
away.
There,
707.
They,
they do.
North
just a little bit.
4th Street. Yeah. Crazy in the Brains. Blank 77. Despise New Jersey.
Thank you, you bitch who don't care about kids with cancer.
That's right.
Fuck that
Actually,
bitch.
Full disclosure, nobody here cares about kids with cancer either. Pogo City. Pogo City, all the shit that they're raffling off, they're just going to take the fucking money and go to Vegas. But you can still feel...
Atlantic City.
Yeah, it's true.
We'll at least budget your money that we're ripping off that you think is going to kids with cancer. So we'll go closer than Vegas.
Wait, yes.
I thought we were booking tickets.
You got Josh. You know you got to get in the microphone.
I thought
towards your face.
I thought we were booking tickets to go to book SpaceX like tickets to go to the moon for $250,000.
Josh is a little fucking drunk.
I'm Donald.
That's
Mueller.
All I'm gonna say.
Just a little bit.
When I'm I had a show.
He was drunk when we brought the bottle of whiskey back home.
When we brought him the bottle of whiskey, he was drunk.
So he's a little bit more drunk.
Sober. Even when he wakes up in the morning, he's not hungover. He's just still drunk.
But there's plenty of
every fucking
time. And then he keeps drinking.
There's plenty. What?
What's the name of the headliner band? Everybody gets laid.
What?
The name of the headliner band? Everybody gets laid.
Crazy in the Brains.
Everybody gets laid.
Are you quoting PCU?
Yes.
Fuck yeah.
Totally. Oh. Tonight at the pit, everyone.
Hey, does anybody remember the chant? This penis party's got to go. Hey, hey. Ho, ho. This penis party's got to go. Hey, hey. Ho, ho. And you know what's funny? Me and Andrew chanting that actually sound like the feminists in the movie.
And we're the bigots perverts.
And by the way, just FYI, I hope the damn broads were listening when I said that because I totally thought of you feminazis. I love you.
Feminazis.
That'd be great.
All right, we're going to get to the first album Blanks ever released, first single Blanks ever released. Here's a 7-inch coming off Headache Records out of New Jersey. Unite and Pogo, Blank 77, Final Solution.
All aboard! Have you seen the damn broads?
That's some old school Blank 77 right there.
Old school.
We're going to stick with Jersey right here. And we're going to do the Bristles with Kill the President.
Yes! Sussex County, baby!
Pork roll!
You say pork roll in Sussex, you get scalped, motherfucker.
Wanna
now that Pogo City Radio is blacklisted. That was the Bristles on Pogo City Radio. All these fucking guys, look, we had a rough day as the Pogo crew.
Yo,
and the people who've been here with me all day replanning this show all seem to be a little fucked up. Especially Josh. Gabe's there with his new little lady friend. Yo,
who, by the way, might I add, liked a picture of Andrew in the shower on Facebook.
Oh, and she has
why, thank you.
Here.
One dive.
What? You totally liked a picture of Andrew in the shower.
Oh, yes, I was saying how. Now, with the vape pens, they're awesome because you can straight up smoke in the shower.
That's not the issue. The issue is my girlfriend liked a picture of you in the shower.
Do you guys smoke joints in the shower?
I mean, I don't blame you.
You got to share. Josh, give her that. There's a mic right there to give to her, actually.
I mean, I've seen Andrew's dick. It's pretty fucking impressive.
It's very impressive.
To be sharing that
I'm pretty sure
like all
everybody here except for Marley has seen my dick, which sucks because it's mostly dudes. Like, it's a complete fucking sausage fest.
Yo, that's the life of the musician, though. So, like, I described it to somebody that doesn't understand. Like, most life of a musician is 90% of male nudity, 10% female nudity.
I'm pretty sure the only person who has seen my dick
has
been
really, that's what it really is. Way more dudes than vaginas.
That just
always
we
a sausage party.
It's like, dude, I gotta
change. You gotta get her a microphone if you're gonna have conversations.
Oh, we got two mics.
The people are hearing in their ears, Gabe. They're hearing you and not her.
Yeah,
yeah,
they're hearing a
one-sided
conversation.
Women are meant to be seen and not heard.
Oh, Jess up here with the pizza, and we finally got Jade's first appearance. Sporting the new fucking Bihawk. We were having a little hair party here.
Does this spike work at Pogo HQ?
Yo.
What? Make sure that one has a button on it. Make sure it's pushed up.
Can I get another beer, please?
There you go. There she is.
I'm getting another beer.
There she is. Now, my dad had a request, and he wanted to hear the sex, drugs, and alcohol ban. So
oh,
let's
fuck
get
yeah.
to Mike Blanks and the Stabs now with Permanent Binge. Knock, knock, knock's up next. Right, that was Mike Blanks and the motherfucking Stabs, and we're gonna give you a twofer with Knock Knock Knock.
Twofer.
Your mama sucks cocks in your bathroom stall. My name and numbers on the bathroom wall. For a good time, give her a call. And if you're lucky, she will charge you at all. Cocks in her mouth, balls in her chin. Yeah.
fucking Tim right there on that slide guitar, though. What about that slide guitar, Gabe? What about that slide guitar?
I have been honored to have that shit back me up before. By the way, the Wretched Ones tribute is out now featuring Gabe Zander.
You're on there now. I thought you didn't make the final.
I didn't make the vinyl. I made the.
Oh, you made the CD. You want like a bonus track.
Yeah, there's the download card that comes with the vinyl. Now, okay. This is the funny thing. The Blank 77 made it onto the vinyl, and they changed the words around to the all-time epic Prima Donna to update it. And among the celebrities they poke fun at best, they include the line, Gabe Zander, he's a fag. So apparently Gabe Zander and his music was not good enough to make it onto the vinyl, but the line, Gabe Zander, he's a fag,
made it
was
through.
Good enough yeah, to make it onto the vinyl.
I can back that up.
Somebody's walking here. Who is it? Who we got? Who we got? Oh, it's Jade. Hi, Jade.
Titties a beer.
Here, wow. Jade's wearing an O-ring belt, and they thought there's a dog here also. They thought, oh, I thought she was wearing an O-ring. Her bondage belt is an O-ring belt. Same fucking difference. Same fucking difference.
I've never heard it called an O-ring belt.
They
just
sold them as
she's
O-ring
like,
belts.
I usually call
the
prostate the O-ring.
Either way, she was jingling, and they thought it was a puppy. Also, by the way, we had
Jingle
six
bells,
street punks on the way to
belts,
my house
Batman
today. None of them had a hair dryer. I don't know how that's possible. How we can have...
Sorry, I haven't had a mohawk since I was like, you know, 19.
There's four mohawks on three heads and no hair dryers.
just multicolored hair.
Just multicolored hair. All right, so we have nothing prepared because we've been running around scrambling trying to fix tomorrow's show. It's gonna be awesome. Let's talk about it a little bit more. We'll play some anti-citizen.
Let's talk about
this show a little bit more. Here's the donations. I mean, we got some awesome stuff. We got some seventh row Yankees tickets. We got tickets to multiple Dead Boy show, tickets to the Vibrators in New York City. We got autographed records of the Oi Scouts and Squiggy. We got some Blanks autographed stuff. We got merch coming from Crazy and the Brains. We got 10 of Gary Ladd's Punky Ladd shirts being raffled off. You guys have got to get there. It's going to be a blast. Now, Anti-Citizen is not going to be
on. Damn, man. You're
going to
skip over Bad Luck's contribution of a vape kit and juices?
Tell me about it, because I don't even know what that stuff is, to be honest.
Oh, well, you're going you're gonna get set up with a nice vape kit from Steel Vapor LV, and you're also going to get some the full line of juices, a hat, and a shirt from FinalBossVapes.com.
I put a photo of it up on the site. I don't really know what the stuff is, but it's real colorful and it looks cool. So come try and win it.
The juices are fucking delicious.
There you go. There you go. See, now, the juices that I smoke.
That's what she said?
They're a little... They're a little different.
They're a little bit thicker in viscosity. They're kind of like nectarine, you know? It's like you gave it thicket.
All right, but as I was saying, we had to cut some of the bands. We are not happy about this, but basically the Alternative Gallery is doing us a huge favor. We gave them about 18 hours notice for them to let us have a show there, especially a show to this magnitude. And they have art classes going on for the children in the morning. So we had to cut the show in half, and we had to let go of five of the bands. We're real pissed. It was completely out of our control. I mean, some people are talking a little bit of shit. Think about it, guys. Like, everybody in this room, pretty much, like, has been planning this show for 4 months, building things, calling people, dealing with, like, town officials and shit like that.
Getting permits.
Fucking ridiculous. Getting backline, driving
stores,
all over the Pocos. Ordering kegs and this and that. Nobody's more pissed than us. It is not our fault. And the way it was done, we would have been able to fix it, but somebody decided to pull the plug
if time expired and the town closed. All right. Instead of wasting time, you know, blaming shit, you guys were like, you know what? We're going to make this shit fucking happen.
Yep.
And not only that, with the good energy and the kind hearts of people, we still made it happen. So it's still fucking happening.
Exactly.
It might have to change up a little bit because, yes, some people may have dropped the ball. But you know what?
One person in particular.
All right. So maybe one person, but you know, it's always that one rotten apple that rottens up the bunch, right? Well, fuck it. You know, you made the best out of the situation, so we're get the show goes on. The show fucking goes on.
Josh, put the mic in front of your face like you've been on the show before.
We pulled through. That's all that I'm saying is that we pulled through.
Absolutely.
We totally did.
And big shout out, I'm Hungry still coming through. I believe Bananarama is still the food company.
He's like the hot bitch on prom night. I'm not pulling out of this.
The
I'm 80s not.
Band will
not
be
man.
There.
I'm
gonna believe so.
Alex was actually asking about that specifically when I found out the venue was changed. He was like, "There's still gonna be food though."
Yep, we got I'm Hungry.
We're not
Bananarama.
Pulling out for shit.
I didn't
it's
even
gonna
know
be fun.
The venue was changed until
hey,
like now.
We gotta get
I mean,
Joan Jett there.
On
She's
out
in town
on plane, but
she is in town.
Like around
with
the house.
Sticks.
They just care about
with
the food.
Sticks. I'm sailing
sticks.
Away.
I'm
fuck
them.
Fuck them. Here's Anti-Citizen, who we were really upset. Can't do the show now. But look, you guys can catch him 2 weeks later at the same venue, the Alternative Gallery.
Oh, my God. You cut
Anti-Citizen? Party. Come on. Not on the radio. We were kind of forced to.
No,
okay?
I totally would have, too. They fucking suck. Seriously. Like, holy fucking goddamn balls. I mean, they would have been the first on my list. Like, if I play Killbang or Mary with three
He's
bands,
really got to do this to me
and
right
Anti
now.
Citizen is one of them, I kill Anti Citizen not even by default. Seriously, what a bunch of fucking
These
goddamn if, like, anybody has ever just blown shit. It's fucking, no, I'm just kidding.
He's
I
saying
mean, I
if
guys,
he had,
but, you know.
If he had CG Vile, Hitler.
Oh my God. Whoa.
And Mussolini in the same room with two bullets. He'd shoot.
Holy
CG
shit.
Twice.
How have we never played Killbanger Mary with the guys from Anti-Citizen? There are three of them. Holy fuck. Yo.
How have we never done
Jess,
that? I don't know,
like,
Gabe. Why
yeah,
have we
how,
never done that?
How
you're like a token girl
it, you
who
know,
knows all three
the
of them.
Thought crosses
Jess,
my mind
Cody
all the time.
Yet, he
all
right. Is now.
No. Your choices are Anti-Citizen, Killbanger
no
Mary. Come on.
No,
you
yeah, do it. Do it. Do it. Do it.
You can't make me. Hell no.
Yeah, of course. Peer pressure.
Do it. Do it. Do it. I know
I'm marry every single one of them.
Here's Toil and Labor. Catch Anti-Citizen
what?
At the punk
oh,
block
oh,
party
oh,
with
up.
Gang Green
I
in 2 weeks. I
yeah.
just talked into a bong. Yep. I literally yeah. talked into a bong just now.
Wow.
Okay.
Classic Andrew.
There is no way to look from my lords.
Wow.
But we, what the fuck was I saying? Gabe's
what
asking
the fuck
me
were you saying?
Why
I
didn't ask him to
saying.
Play the show. And then I reminded him that it's his drummer's kid's birthday and they can't play. And then he said, well, why did you ask me to do an acoustic? I said, Gabe, I did. And you turned me down. So I don't know.
And I'm the one here who doesn't smoke pot. This is kind of fucking me up. Maybe I'm just getting old, and I got
Maybe.
Diabetes. You get your diabetes test, it's
you
a blast from Liberty Medical. Back in my day, when I mean, you damn whippersnappers nowadays and your devil music, Back in my day when we wanted to rock, we joined the service. The Kaiser, I had the Kaiser himself in my sights, I done. Till some other Jerry had me in his. It was him or me. I left my leg in France for this country. You all won't
no
even
idea
turn
what's
down
going
your bebop
on.
And your doo-wop and your boogie-woogie.
I'm completely lost. Pew, pew.
Did I remember to take my pills?
And I want to talk about Taylor Ham.
Taylor Ham or pork roll game.
Make sure you're trying to get it started.
Taylor Ham. Taylor Ham. Taylor Ham.
Taylor
Ham.
Taylor Ham.
Pork roll.
Pork roll.
And
says the man that doesn't eat pork
sucks.
Anymore, but
Taylor Ham is anarchy. Pork roll is Maoism.
Pussy.
Hey, Gabe.
Wow.
Gabe, what's it like?
Then Gabe, I'm
what's
all
it
about
like
pork
to be
roll.
Old? Here's
pork
Cox
roll.
Pork roll. Pork roll. Pork roll.
I have to.
You know what?
Fucking kids.
You know what?
I have to.
I know that Andy, Marley, and myself are outnumbered by you, cummy pork roll.
What's it like to be old?
What's up?
All right, that was Cox Bar. Cox Bar on Pogo City Radio.
What are you asking me for?
Now, it's kind of funny because we're getting some text messages. All the bands are hitting us up, this and that. And fucking somebody was like, we're texting Mike right now. And I'm pretty sure that Mike, Renee, and Larry Parasitics, they're all at a Culture Club Boy George show as we speak.
Dear fucking God, if Mike, if you can hear me, can you be more of a stereotype? Seriously? Like, holy fucking shit, brother.
Yeah, we got Larry Siddix. Larry listens to a fuck ton of lame music.
Sean's here.
Sean's here.
Yeah, Sean. He finally gets cheered. He didn't get booed this time.
Sean.
Sean, you missed all the excitement, Sean. You son of a bitch.
Hey, Sean.
Taylor Hammer Pork Roll.
Fuck you!
Yeah.
What's with all these
Eagles, man?
Jesus Christ, all these godless commie bastards.
Commie fucks.
I hate
we'll play one for Sean. Coming off Defiance's first album, here's the self-titled track with No Future, No Hope. All right, that was Defiance on Pogo City Radio. Now, we got a thing around here we call the Pogo City. The wild card? Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're doing the wild card. Now, the wild card
means
is when we play something a little off format. So
I look to my left, and it looks like a fucking bag of fucking cotton candy over here.
With all the hair
taste
colors.
The rainbow, bitch.
Dude, you're all like right. The highest person I've seen in a while right at the moment.
Yeah, man.
Your
eyes
like
need
a fucking
star.
You were watching me talking about that star pet a second ago, and I was like, I wonder if the listening audience.
That's the one.
He's gonna realize.
Yo, I planted them in my backyard when I was like 7. I did. I thought
Skittles
it didn't
pox
work.
Are contagious.
It didn't work. The rainbow, you know, it's the rainbow. It didn't work. But let's get to the Pogo
City. Yo, seriously. You guys want a fucking goddamn treat that maybe you haven't thought of? Down the fucking goddamn street at that Exxon over there.
15th Street.
For the first time I've seen in my life,
yeah!
Yoo-hoo flavored chocolate bars.
What?
As they're like huge and they're only like $2.
Disgustingly delicious.
You want to know something? I was like on the fence about it at first, and then I was like.
Remember the Nesquik Taffy bars?
You don't have a microphone.
Those, no?
You don't
no,
have a microphone.
No, I can't say I do.
The best thing about you is it comes in bottles that look like delicious. Mini 40s. I just like that a lot.
Yeah, they're
mini 40,
yes, absolutely.
I like Yoo-Hoo in a can better, honestly.
I was
going to
say, I'm a
same
fan
of
Yoo-Hoo in a can.
I don't know why. It's
work.
Like better in a can than a
if
bottle.
If I drank Yoo-Hoo, I would
I like Yoo-Hoo out of the box, man. It's better in the box.
I'm like, yeah, I need some.
Yo, the box water is the shit, though.
Why are you about that shit? What is so
it's water.
Why? Because of the plastic
what?
And shit.
Well,
know?
Actually, you want
to
know something?
It has a different taste to it.
Like an issue for you?
Yo, in the left ear, they're hearing about one thing. In the right ear, they're hearing about another thing.
That shit gives you Viking powers.
Yeah, it's pretty intense.
All right. We're going to get to the Pogo City Wild Card,
like
which goes to a with a special dedication. This is
fucking water, all right?
Hey, what's wrong with that, my man? What's wrong with that, my man?
Whoa.
We're mostly Pepsi
shit.
Boom.
Real state. I'm sorry.
Goddamn East Coasters.
Well, no, there's a
goddamn
different.
Left Coast.
Yo, are there bagels in California? I heard there weren't bagels in California.
What?
That people from California don't know what bagels are.
There's bagels.
What are you? How do you?
See, they don't have bagels in California. They don't have bagels.
Yes, they do.
They just have shitty
do.
Pizza.
I lived in California.
Yeah, actually,
fucking
after
bagels.
Coming to the fucking East Coast, when I went home to the West Coast, it totally ruined pizza for me.
Andrew,
yeah, the pizza out there.
Oh, the West Coast pizza sucks.
Andrew,
absolutely, because the West Coast sucks.
Even like pizza.
Fuck the
like,
West Coast.
Seriously, like,
really
the name
agreeable.
Of the pizza
place
will be like, taste the Brooklyn.
Andrew.
Tastes like crap.
Yep.
Andrew.
Yep.
Andrew, let me set
it tastes
all
like fucking pizza bread and
damn
sauce. Ties.
Andrew, who do you think runs Hollywood? The people who invented bagels. There are bagels in Hollywood.
The Sicilian?
Vote Gabe Sander for president.
All right.
I think he's talking about the Greeks.
This song comes with a special dedication from Bad Andy to that cunt. It is Frank Zappa and Broken Hearts Are for Assholes.
You're an asshole!
Some of you might not agree, but you probably likes a lot of misery. But think a while and you will see. Broken hearts are for assholes. Broken hearts are for assholes. Broken hearts are for assholes. And you're an asshole too. What you gonna do? Cause you're an asshole. You think you're a lonely guy, and maybe you think you're too tough to cry, so you went to the grape just to give it a try. And Dagmar,
without a doubt, the ugliest son of a bitch I've ever seen in my life
was his name.
One, two, three, four.
The whiskers sticking out from underneath of his pancake makeup.
He was a beautiful lady.
nearly drove you insane.
Let's talk about leather.
And so you kissed a little sailor.
Tex Abel, starring in the latest Shepherd's production.
From Spain.
Sir Richard Pumpelow.
You sniffed the reeking buns of angel.
The tale of a demented bread boffer.
And acted like it was
cocaine. Fine whole wheat loaf.
You were dazzled by the exciting new costume of Coco.
Then on Tuesday night, Caesar's back in town.
In a way you can't explain.
Facing off the Holtz Barred tag team
and
grudge
so
match.
And so you
with
work along with Michael.
379 pounds of Samoan
which gave
dynamite.
Your back an awful spray.
Volcanic hell.
But you came back on Sunday for the gong show.
Thursday, two nights.
But you forgot what I was saying. Cause you're an asshole, you're an asshole, that's right. You're an asshole, you're an asshole, yes, yes. You're an asshole, you're an asshole, that's right. You're an asshole, you're an asshole. You can't live with what you've been through. Well, ladies, you can be an asshole too. You might pretend you ain't got one on the bottom of you. But don't fool yourself, girl, it's looking at you. Don't fool yourself, girl, it's winking at you. Don't fool yourself, girl, it's blinking at you. That's why I say I'm gonna ram it. Ram it, ram it, ram it up your poop shoe.
Cornhole!
Ram it, ram it, ram it, ram it up your poop shoe.
Fist fuck.
Ram it, ram it, ram it, ram it up your poop shoe.
Wristwatch, Crisco.
Ram it, ram it, ram it, ram it up your poop shoe. Don't fool yourself, girl, it's going right up your poop shoe. Don't fool yourself, girl, it's going right up your poop shoe. Don't fool yourself, girl, it's going right up your poop shoe. Don't fool yourself, girl, it's going right up your poop shoe.
Aye, aye, aye.
Don't fool yourself, girl, it's going right up your poop shoe.
Aye, 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 aye.
Don't fool yourself, girl, it's going right up your...
I knew you'd be surprised!
All right, that was Frank Zappa, and it was this week. Now remember, come out and see us, 707 North 4th Street, Allentown, Pennsylvania tomorrow, and check out Crazy and the Brains. Here they are with Saturday Night Live.
You know this world is mine for the taking, making steak and eggs and bacon. I do whatever that it takes, yeah. Even if it means I maybe have to show up naked to get your attention. Oh yeah, did I mention my license suspension, cover driving anyway, it'll be okay. That's the way things go if you didn't know. Have to ghost it, ghost it, ghost it. Really roller coaster. That means if you do call me, then I might just say I lost it. Ghost it, ghost it. Really roller coaster. That means if you do call me, then I might just say I lost it. Oh, hey, yo.
crazy in the brains. Catch him tomorrow. Pogoing in the
Saturday
park.
Saturday night. Live.
Yes. Yes.
Pogo in the, I don't know, pogo in the art? I don't know.
I don't know, that Game Warehouse thing they got, that's really kind of awesome, but like I'm just cynical about everything right now.
What?
I don't know. You guys are like my shrinks. Gabe's a meeting.
Gabe's a
we let yeah, him right? vent. We ask him questions to release the thoughts so of
Gabe destroyed my blow-up couch. He's like the third. Yeah, he really right? fucked it up, though. He put like a one-inch hole in it like 5 minutes ago somehow.
Wow.
Yeah, Alexander for president, what? Ladies and gentlemen.
That was like a third cigarette like ash.
Oh, is that what it
was? And two-thirds my thumb trying to plug it up.
Put it but out. Put it out.
Wait, it's all cool because we brought chairs up.
It's not that cool. Like, I don't want to do my girlfriend on my couch.
Gabe brought chairs up.
What?
So,
yeah.
No,
TMI?
He bought Gabe.
Now they're placed
up,
on the remnants
one.
Of what was an inflatable.
Good job. Couch. Good job, Josh.
There's a dildo underneath this couch and I still haven't found it.
Well, what happened was there was a dildo on that fridge right there and someone threw it and the last place we saw it.
Was it found?
Someone.
I think the dildo is like currently.
Oh man!
I think the dildo is currently
continues
hidden inside Jess somewhere, or possibly Jade. Like,
I don't know,
or maybe Josh. I mean, I'm not going to judge your life.
I was about to say some lonely pogoer is fucking pogoing with a new dildo.
Yo,
somebody got
something new
pogoing
on. Dildo on me. You can't pin every single dildo on me. That's not fair.
I just can and will.
But where is the dildo?
But he can have. So hey, he can't pin every dildo on you, but he can peg every dildo.
Yo, right?
Dude, like, I just explained to him what pegging was like
oh,
yesterday.
Jesus.
What?
On this dildo when we bought it, it said right on it, perfect for pegging. I was like, oh, Jesus Christ.
What the fuck?
It's a straight thing, not a gay thing. Gay guys don't need a goddamn
so it was
that's
really
nice. I still don't want a dildo in my butt.
And straight guys don't want penis-shaped things in their colons.
Don't be afraid of your G-spot.
Oh, that is not my G-spot. It might be Andrew's G-spot.
We just got a real strong introspective look into what you're going to go down.
I mean,
dirty things.
He's always said he was an ass man. I don't know if that's exactly what he meant.
Yeah, I'm the one who gets it, though.
He never specified what kind of ass. He's like, I like it in the ass kind of guy.
Yep.
Yo, Andrew is
one figure.
By the way,
my father's
I don't mean to put anybody on the spot.
Are we still raffling off tickets to get Andrew to bleach your asshole for you tomorrow?
Yeah. Oh, guys, I don't mean to put anybody on the
spot.
Wasn't it Road Trip when the dude was like, remember he got one finger in the ass and then he was like, one finger, make it two.
Guys,
Stifler.
I don't mean to put anybody
on
blast,
but
this microphone smells funny now that we're talking about it.
Some bad things may have been done with some of these microphones.
Might be the one that fucking kid deep-throated.
Yeah.
Yeah, the fucking slut. A-Town slut.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I had to say to the singer, I stood up and I said, so are you going to throw him out or are we going to throw him out? And they said, okay, we'll see you later. And they ran out, and everything was okay then. And I don't have any bad blood. Because
wait,
they were
what
cool
happened?
About it. Were you guys not here for when that happened? Who was
no,
here?
No, Gabe wasn't here.
I was here.
You were here.
Was Sean here?
I've never had to help you throw.
We had the A-Town sluts here. Because they hit me up, and they were like, yo, we got to come on your show.
Who are the A-Town sluts? Are they like a band?
Perfect timing.
Yeah.
Perfect
okay.
change.
And, I was like,
I hope that didn't make him sound bad.
It looked like you wanted to say something more.
I just don't know who
the fuck are they?
Out of pissing people off.
Yeah,
like
they
that's
do.
It's just their
yeah, they
only
do.
Thing they do. You know what I mean?
What, are they like a chick band?
They're like the trolls of Pogo.
They look like a bunch of steroid freaks. They're from the Sportsman's Cafe. You've seen them. Calls himself King Allentown.
Yeesh.
Maybe.
Come on, dude.
Was that the guy who like pulled the gun at that bar the one night?
No,
at
he
the
was at
Cafe?
That. They were at that show. He wasn't the one who pulled the gun, though.
That kind of would have been cool.
That's another thing. Forget about the A-Town sluts. I'm tired of hearing all this fucking make punk rock dangerous again, but I don't book shows at the Sportsman's Cafe because nobody shows up because everybody's too scared of the fucking Sportsman's Cafe. So why don't you shut the fuck up with all that internet make punk rock dangerous again? Because if you want it punk rock dangerous again, you'd be at the Sportsman's Cafe right fucking now.
What do you mean right fucking now? Is there a show going on? No, we're doing
be there tomorrow.
We're doing
there
this faggoty ass radio show, douchebag.
Hey, you can't say that. That's trademarked to Bad Luck Radio.
What?
Go fuck your mother.
Go fuck your mother. All right. We're going to get
it was trademarked like tagline for Pogo.
Riggedy Rex.
I did it again. Oops. I did it again.
Here and
yo,
it,
this
it is dropping shit.
Yeah, it's, I don't drop it. I step on the mic cable and I hold on to the stand and then it comes flying out and then it falls on the sampler and this happens. Fuck all of you.
So
wow.
You drop it.
He just, yeah.
Dropped
the
light
as high.
Hey,
did you know this fucking studio is on the third goddamn floor of this house?
Yeah,
I talk
about that all the
time.
It
feels mighty nice up here, though.
It
ain't no...
Here like the one thing he says is complaining about having to climb stairs.
He's the old man. What are you going to do?
Well,
what
that's it. Like to be old.
I'm just watching him stand up and like doing this shit. And like he like missed his.
Oh,
fucking,
Joe's
like,
15
calling.
Miles away.
Oh, no.
It looks like he's
oh,
about
no,
to
no,
do
no,
like
no.
fucking Richard Simmons.
No, never mind. Scratch that. Richard
Dance
Simmons.
With me. Come
give
on.
Give yourself
a
big
You're
hug
a pony.
For just being
You're
here.
A pony.
So what's the deal with Richard Simmons anyway?
What do you mean? What's
did anybody else, like, for the first, like, 5 years of their life when they were a little kid, if they saw Richard Simmons, thought
he
was an
eggs.
Old lady who happened to be named Richard?
That's because he had a fucking perm.
He's like, no! What a fucking badass. All right,
guys. All right. Like, we're going to get to some... We're going to get to some Ramones. And this is for everybody who says all the Ramones songs sound the same. Go fuck your mother, too. Here's Dee Dee on vocals with Love Kills.
Go fuck your mother.
Yeah.
All right, guys, come out and see us tomorrow, 707 North 4th Street at the Alternative Gallery. Come see Crazy in the Brains, Blank 77, Despise New Jersey, the South Class Veterans, and... Yo, what the... I'm getting
flash
an emergency alert.
Warnings.
Oh, Jesus.
Flash flood warning.
Up my goddamn everybody,
yeah.
Outro.
See,
all
I
our
already,
phones
see.
Just started going off in weird
well,
sirens.
No, that's
flood
because
alert.
Of flash
phones.
Flood.
Flood
like,
alert.
All right,
goddamn,
flash flood.
Like there was a goddamn nuclear bomb coming, and it's a goddamn flood alert that came through.
We're on the third floor. We're coming.
We're good. We're good. We got
we're
the
good.
Studio up high. All right.
Well, if anything,
we're getting out of here. Come see us tomorrow.
SS Pogo.
Come see us tomorrow. South Class Veterans, Ice Cold Killers, Blank 77, Crazy in the Brains, Despise New Jersey. We're going
to
get out of here.
Don't forget to check out the Dead Boys show, too.
September 8th, going down at the American Legion Hall in Catasauqua with Ghost Wolves and The Clap. You guys can buy tickets in advance at Double Decker Records, Blondie Cupcakes, Strain Records, and Compact Disc. Yeah, it's the day before. Our show's the day before or the day after. The Dead Boys are on tour. You can catch them at the Bowery. We're giving away tickets to the Bowery show.
Talk about keeping it motherfucking real. The Dead
to
Boys
the
are playing
we're giving
American
away a
Legion
chance
Hall
to win those tickets with so, a raffle. So,
yeah, so
get your ass
out
over here and get a raffle ticket.
Damn fucking right. Come buy a raffle. Come help kids cure kids cancer. Fuck, we got a lot more shows to do. And this, these people are fucked. They're in trouble.
Hopefully,
all right,
you,
we're getting the fuck out of here.
Hopefully,
here's
you get your second
Pittsburgh
wind.
Traditional Ramones. All right, I changed my mind. We're going to have a little pogo three-way real quick. little pogo three-way.
He's going airtight, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't mean me, Josh, and Sean are going to get some weird gangbang going on.
Airtight.
What I do mean is we're going to play three Ramones song and another one off this animal, another one off this album. You wanted to hear Animal Hop, right? You wanted to hear Animal Hop? I thought you wanted to hear Animal Hop. Animal Boy.
Animal Boy, Andrew.
Yo, what happened?
I'm combining. Fuck all you.
Way.
I'm
what
drunk.
Kind of
it's a combination of Animal Boy and Ape Man Hop that I was confusing.
You
this is why we're leaving. Here's Animal Boy.
So
fuck you.
That look really fuck you.
City Radio.